The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
A question we get a lot in our live seminars is, what should we do with a patient who is not approved by Care Credit? Well, we're kind of going to do a tangent of that in today's listener question. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
I'm Dr. David Maddow, and welcome back to the Dental Practice Fixers. Thanks so much for being with us today. And Rich, let's just dive right into the question.
Go right into it. It's a good one. Sad one, isn't it? A
little sad. We're going to let the audience be the judge of that one. Let's just see right now.
You be the judge and jury.
Okay, so it starts off, gentlemen. Are we gentlemen?
Does this go to the right place?
I don't know.
Might have been for someone else's podcast.
Yeah, but since we got it, we're going to roll with it. Gentlemen, I have a patient who I have done some extensive work on and still some to go. Care Credit did not approve him, and he really needed the work, so I let him set up a payment plan.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, since you are both smart guys...
Are you sure this went to the right people?
I don't know. You probably have guessed already that he has fallen way behind on his payments. I do not think he has the money to pay me what he owes because I just saw in the local paper there's a tax lien against him.
Oy.
Yeah, guess what? You're not getting your money.
Really?
No chance.
Next.
So what would be your opinion on changing direction and doing this as a charity case? You guys have heard the old saying, give until it hurts. Well, this is really hurting. Please withhold my name and city.
Please.
Yeah.
Wow. Give until it hurts from Thick as a Brick 2 by Jethro Tull.
Exactly
that.
Right.
But is it used other places? Maybe that's where I know it from, but maybe it's a very common expression.
I don't know. I have a feeling it's used more if somebody's trying to almost scam you.
Like bamboozle you?
I think so. Like, I think like a real charity or if somebody goes to like church or synagogue, they're not gonna say to you, give till it hurts.
Maybe like the TV preachers do that. I don't know.
I don't watch them. I'm not even sure. I don't know.
Okay, so let's back up for a second. And maybe a tiny, tiny bit of a tangent, but...
We like tangents here.
For decades... At our seminars, we've been highly recommending Care Credit or any kind of in-house financing that you use. And then a question we commonly get is, well, what do you do if the patient's not approved for Care Credit? And invariably, somebody will raise their hand and say, well, if they're not approved by Care Credit, then that's the only circumstance in which I'll do my own in-house payment plan. That's the last person you should want to do it.
If Care Credit has done their due diligence, which they do,
trust me, they definitely do.
And they say this person is high risk. They're not going to give him because they want to make money. Yeah. They want to give people credit. They want to do everything they can to give somebody credit. If they're turning him down, then you're turning into a bank and you're saying, I'm the big guy. I'm going to lend him money. Well, because you're going to get burnt 99% of the time,
right.
For sure.
You're going to get their Care Credit's telling you you're going to get screwed.
Care Credit's already done the work for you. You don't even have to do any work. They've done the work for you. Don't ever do that.
Right. But this person, we'll call him name and city withheld, did it.
Well, they were either never at one of our courses, never listened to our podcast, or they came to our course and said, well, Maddow Brothers, this guy's going to pay me.
Well, I was going to say, you know what it is? They've got this patient in the chair. We're kind of assuming.
Needs a lot of work.
Right. They're seeing dollar signs. Mm-hmm. They're seeing, and not just dollar signs, they're seeing, this is a nice person. I can help him. Right. I want to be a great dentist, which, we all have humanitarianism in us, or else we would never have gone into dentistry, right? So there's a nice person. Mm-hmm. I can help him. I can restore their health. I'm going to do a great thing. They seem really sincere. They promise me they're going to pay. I'm a little slow. It's July. What the heck? Let's just do
it. Exactly. Yep. Right.
That's what happened.
Because no dentist is going to go into this thinking they're probably not going to pay me. They're thinking, yeah, look, I've known him for several years. He's a good guy. I know his family. He'll pay me.
He promised
to pay me.
And you know, he may want to pay you. It's possible that this person did not intend to screw you over, but they're so unrealistic and irresponsible with their finances that that's what happened. That's what happens. That's what happens.
So,
and okay, it happened.
So name withheld.
That's what had happened.
Name withheld got screwed. I mean, the guy, he's not going to get paid. He or she is not going to get paid. So now what? Do you just say, as he asked, I'm saying he, but it might be he or she, we're not even sure. Do you turn it into a charitable case and say, well, you know, I really don't have enough charity cases this year anyway. It's good. I've heard it's good to give until it hurts. Should I turn this into a charity?
I mean, you could say, like, on principle, no, because it's great to do charity. We both love charity, but you pick your patients who should get charity dentistry. You, like, if he would have said to this person, look, if this person would have come in and been honest and said, I know I can't afford this treatment, and told him some hard luck story, and he was a veteran, and he's done this, and he's done that, and you say, well, you know what? I'm going to do this case for free. That is fantastic.
Right.
Saying I'm going to do this case for free because the guy screwed you over is not fantastic.
It's almost like I can equate this to somebody, and I know this sounds a little harsh, but somebody like stealing money from you on some level somewhere and saying, well, you know, I haven't given enough. I looked at my givings this year. I haven't really given enough, so I'm going to just call that charity. It's not charity. You were not proactive. You were not the one that said to begin with, I'm going to make this a charity case, or I'm going to give you something.
Right.
You're doing it from circumstances that arise that were not good. So we're on the same page with this. It's not charity. Now, should he do it? We both think it's not charity.
Well,
it's not the right way to do charity.
So here's another question. Let's just say this patient's now sitting in 8 temporaries. What's your obligation at that point?
That's a good
totally
question.
Totally screwed.
Okay, well, yeah, 8 temporaries. I believe medical legally you are required. You can't just leave somebody in temporaries forever. You can't do that. You started the case.
Well, defined forever. You can do it for 10 years.
It can't be any more than 10 years.
Unless you're tenured.
That's the law.
We're just kidding, by the way, in case like you're taking this seriously.
Yes, I saw in the dental practice fixture. They said I could leave them in temporaries for 10 years.
Your Honor.
That's right. We're going to end up in court.
Right. You never want to use the dental practice fixers as evidence in court. That's one.
I'm glad you said that, because if somebody tries to, I'm bringing this video into court. Your Honor, look, we said do not use the dental practice fixers as like legal advice.
But Your Honor, I saw it on the dental practice fixers.
Your Honor, I'm here. I'm Dr. David Maddow. This is Dr. We are the dental practice fixers. Here, let me play you the little clip where we said this is not legal advice.
Okay, so I think hopefully this did not get to the point where somebody's sitting in multiple temporaries.
But they could be.
But yeah, if they are, then you've got a big problem on
your
hands. I've
done some extensive work and still some to go. So he's in the middle of treatment.
Yep.
So not good.
So, you know, I think this might come down to the fact that, to use an old expression, you've made your bed and now you've got to lie in it. You started this case. If the person's in a multiple temporary situation, you've got to finish it, and you're not getting paid.
Right.
And let this be a lesson. And sure, talk to your accountant about writing it off. But if you're going to try to convince yourself that you're doing charity dentistry, you're not. You got screwed.
Yeah. Finish what you have to finish. Now, don't start prepping more teeth.
Right.
Don't say, I'm going to finish this entire thing.
Right.
Finish what you're legally required to just finish.
Get the patient in a stable situation.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't mean now you're going to start doing 8 veneers on them.
Please.
And here's another thing, too. You are not required to continue this case after you get things stabilized. Of course, maybe you're required to get them out of temporaries, but you're not required to do more. And if you're only 50% done the case, don't do more. It's not your obligation.
There's only one thing they're required to do. The one thing you're required to do is listen to us next time. We know what we're talking about. I mean, don't think you could just go off and do this your way, because you're going to get screwed. We've been doing this. How long have we been helping dentists? For
30 plus years.
30 plus years.
The tax lien's a really bad situation.
We've seen it. Yeah. If somebody has a tax lien on them, that they've got every penny they get. It's got to go to the government. You've got to pay the government first. You're not getting paid, doctor.
Well, you know what's going to happen if you go to the hearing. You know what they're going to tell you? Stand in line. And you are not going to be at the front of the line.
The dentist is somehow at the bottom of the line.
Do you think the judge looks at the dentist and says, oh, you're some rich dentist, we're going to put you at the back of the line?
Well, it's not that they say you're some rich dentist, but there are debts that have to get, that would have to come first, like the government, the tax.
Taxes always come first.
Anything that's a secured loan has to be paid or they're going to take something away from it. The dentist is not going to take anything away. Maybe maybe take a veneer away
the
or something.
The dentist is getting screwed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the only person that's getting paid after the dentist is the lab.
I thought you were going to say the chiropractor. The MD, the dentist gets paid, then the chiropractor, then maybe the lab.
Well, I'll tell you, between the MD and the dentist is a board-certified periodontist. They get paid before just a regular old DDS.
As long as they're board-certified.
Right,
and they got to make that announcement.
Exactly. How about the funeral home? I'm not sure when they get paid.
I'm not sure how that works.
That account's probably dead. All right, so name withheld.
Kind of a grave situation, but let's move on. Let's do a call right now.
Before we do the call, you know what? I'm going to make this really quick. Really quick. If you are not using Fat Merchant to do your credit card processing, you're doing it the old way. It's like if you say, I'm not going to shop on Amazon, there are newer ways to do things, and Fat Merchant is one of them. They don't charge an overage percentage. They just charge a flat, low monthly fee. So get on it. What are you waiting for? That's not www. Take that whole thing back.
Take it back.
Erase that. It's a bit.ly.
It's a bit.ly.
B-I-T. Although we should reserve that website.
We probably should.
bit.ly/ Fat Mad. Fats with two T's. bit.ly/FATTMAD or call 844-860-9951. These are the dedicated sites and phone numbers for dental people. So you'll speak to someone who knows about dental practices and you'll get a free terminal because you're friends of ours. Stop waiting. Start doing.
Stop wasting time.
Give till it hurts.
There are too many Mattoisms here. But hey, before we do the call, is there any, real quickly, could you do a 30-second version of
I can't do a 30-second version of anything.
Of our brand new product. It's something that's so powerful. I think they should.
Yeah.
Anybody that's
membership
starting,
plans are
it's
fantastic.
So powerful.
Fantastic. They're the best way to keep your non-insurance patients coming to your practice, have practice loyalty, get their treatment done, refer others, and it's a revenue-generating program because they pay a monthly or a yearly fee. But you have so many questions. How do I start a membership plan? Should I pay some company a monthly fee to do it? No. We've got the whole thing for you. Brand new product we just released. Go to matto.com/plan and see all about it. You'll be able to start your dental membership plan and you won't have to pay somebody a monthly fee. It will change everything.
Is it safe to say that we have come up with something that's so easy and, you know, I hate to use the old phrase and I'm not sure if we even use this in our marketing, but in a box, it's all prepared. Every single thing is done for you.
Membership plan in a box.
Right.
Including marketing. Sample letters and emails to send to your patients announcing the plan. Brochures customized for your practice, but most of all the admin stuff, all the computer questions you're going to have. How do I structure it? How much do I charge? A sample agreement for your patients to sign. It's all in there.
I mean, I hate to say this, and some people are going to be very, very upset, but I think the day that you've paid somebody by the month to administer these plans, and it's usually a fair amount of money, those days are gone because we're disruptors now in this whole thing. I think we really are. It's you don't have to pay one time fee. That's it. Done. You get everything you need.
It's the day. Do it.
Let's do
our call
right now.
Thank you for calling Dr. office. Please press 1 for appointments or to speak to a member of our staff.
Your call is being transferred.
Good morning, this is Kim. Can I help you?
Hi, I've got a question for you. I'm thinking about switching dentists. I go to a dentist now, and I think he's really good, but they always seem to run late. Like they take me back 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late. Do you always run on time in your practice?
Generally, we do. I mean, there are some circumstances where, you know, we're not able to take exactly on time, you know, because it is an appointment-based practice. So generally, we run on schedule, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, they run on time. Not bad, generally.
Let me back up. The very beginning of the call, when that recording came on, what did it say exactly? Something like,
thank you for calling my office. This call, if you're home,
It sounded like a lie. I say that was a live person. Faking that it was a recording.
Wow, that would be impressive.
It sounded not like a recording.
That's a good recording then, if it sounds like a live person.
It's a good recording, but I think you could have like broken in and say, wait a minute, I'm not holding.
I'll tell you, I'm not a fan of that whole rigmarole. Assuming it was a rigmarole.
Because what did it do?
Nothing.
What did it do?
You pushed a button, then you got some dead space, and then she picked up the phone.
It's fake.
Why couldn't she have just picked up the phone to begin with?
Totally agree.
Yeah, that's bad. It just reeks of like a commercial chain dental practice.
I'll tell you something else. These days, if a lot of people are on their phone when they're like outside taking a walk, driving, doing something, and it's not so easy to like take your phone out of your pocket and then press a number.
Especially driving.
It's not simple. Yep. It's not simple. Sometimes you have to go to another screen. I think that's a deterrent.
Yep. Don't like it. A phone rings, a human picks it up.
How do you like that? So much nicer.
That's a concept. It's not a business. It's a concept. Okay, so we already trashed the first part of the call. Now let's trash the second part.
When Kim finally picked it up.
She was nice enough.
She was nice enough. But I like the way she said, this is an appointment. We're an appointment-based practice, so sometimes it's going
as opposed to... It seems like if it's an appointment-based practice, you should never run
late. Exactly.
If it's an emergency walk-in type practice, then you would expect them to run late.
As opposed to it's appointment-based as compared to like a free-for-all, just walk in, doing, you know...
That practice I got a job in right out of my residency.
Well, I can't remember.
Practice in Dundalk. I mean, they took appointments, but also right on their business cards, it said in huge, and this bothered the shit out of me, it said no appointment necessary. Because it was a blue-collar practice, but they were, and you know, I guess it suited that practice, but it was tough. I mean, you always have patients just walking in, walking out, expecting.
I need a root canal, post and crown, and a core.
Exactly.
Do you have an appointment? Right. No, just walking in. You said no appointment necessary. Yeah,
but you know, I guess it suited that practice, but I didn't like it. But anyway,
back to this call.
So her answer was okay. I mean, she kind of, you know, made the case that, yeah, they really try hard to run on time, and they usually do. That's exactly what the caller was looking for.
Yeah.
And then?
After that, it just died. Nothing happened. No call to action. No asking for contact information. Zero. Just, okay, thank you. Bye. Done.
We're going to pronounce that call dead.
Dead. OPD.
Okay. That's it. You fail, Kim.
F.
So sorry.
I want so badly to get an A or a B.
I know.
I want it so badly.
You know, if you're a regular listener of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast and think that we'd never play the calls that go really well, I hate to say it, that's not the case. We're just not getting them.
You know what we're going to ask for? I thought you were going to say, if you think your office is good and you want us to feature your office, send us, email us your number.
That'd be great.
We'll call you and we'll see how well you do. Chances are, I hate to say it like this because I say it every day, chances are, doctor, you think your front desk person, Madge, is so wonderful and
Madge
great.
Madge is fantastic.
But then...
Madge is great.
Doctor,
Madge is fantastic.
Doctor, I guess what, I just called with a $50,000 case and you know how great Madge was?
Not good.
Exactly right. She is hung up.
Well, I do not see you on the schedule.
That's exactly right. Thank you, doctor. I'm not on the schedule and never will be.
Oh,
send us your
man.
Phone number. If you think you're good, send us your phone number. We'll call your office. Promise.
All right.
And if you're good, we'll feature you. We're not gonna edit you out.
And we'll even give you a prize.
What's the prize going to be?
We'll determine that at the time.
Gift card to something.
Free terminal from Fat Merchant.
Hey, we can
and
do
a pen.
That.
Fat Merchant pen. All right. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for watching. Tell your friends. Give us a good rating. But most of all, make sure you're back for the next episode of the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
I'm Dr. David Maddow, and we will see you next time.